Right. Because they can realize, like, oh, he wasn't always this guy.
Right.
This
right.
is what's fucked up about people. Like, you see a guy who's like you who runs. I mean, how many ultra marathons did you run in a row? You ran some insane number.
I think
number.
It was, I ran 800s in 8 weekends in a row.
Just stop and think about that, yeah. ladies and gentlemen. 800s means 100-mile races. 8 weekends in a row. A 100-mile race will put you out for fucking 6 months.
Right.
You know, and you ran eight of them. 8 weekends. It's a fucking insane accomplishment.
It was nuts.
You think about a person like that, you think of them as in this like static, fully formed version.
Right.
You don't usually get to see, and especially someone like you who you went into so much depth about your rise and fall and rise and fall. It wasn't like a straight linear process
no.
between you getting inspired and then you becoming this bad motherfucker.
No, it wasn't like what's that show called that Will Smith plays. That black guy who kind of makes it in the financial world, Pursuit of Happiness.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It wasn't like Pursuit of Happiness, man. Like where the guy struggles and he gets over it and he makes it.
Yeah.
I fell on my ass. I thought I got the top of Mount Everest, and Mount Everest just fucking slid right underneath me, man. I was like, God, dog, I got to start from scratch again. Scratch became my friend, literally, man. So, you know, that's how you put in the book, man. Just going up, going down, going up. Just the real raw version of how my life was it was so in depth to go back through your life with a fine tooth comb that I almost got embarrassed to even put it out there to people.
Yeah.
That's what you don't understand, man. Like, even me right now to talk to you, I'm in the car for a fucking hour getting pumped up because I'm a shy, introverted, leave me alone type of guy. Like, I'm still that motherfucker who is 6 years old, you know, at a play who can't say his line because I know I'm going to stutter in front of five people. So I walk off the stage. That's still me. So every day I'm fighting that, dude. So people think, oh my God, man, you're on a podcast. You look so crazy, so evil. No, I'm trying to be locked into Joe. So my mind isn't very off saying, let's run out the damn door because people are watching me on the fucking podcast. I want to open this damn door and get the hell out of here, man. So that's the real me. So I'm not sadistic, man. I'm focused on what I have to do to stay locked into the game of life. And that's why I tell people, man, I go there. I go there.
That's one of the reasons why this book is so good is because you're so honest about your vulnerabilities and how you overcome them. And for people that see someone who's a beast, who's done great things, you just assume that they're different than you.
Right.
But then you hear about your insecurities and your pitfalls and all the things that went wrong with you, and you realize, well, God damn it, those are the same things that go wrong with me. Like, maybe I have that inside of me and I've just never summoned it.
Right. And I'll tell you this, I started really realizing that when I started overcoming myself, I started getting around these real alpha males, these hard, hard men. And I always put people way above me when I was growing up. Like, my God, they had to have a lot more than me to get to where they're at. And a lot of them did. But once you get around the best of the best of the best people, you can kind of start breaking them down and realizing, man, you're just as fucked up as me. Like we all have, but all you did was you hit it better. Your upbringing, your mom and dad, your society, the way you were raised, it hit it better than mine. You weren't the only black kid, or there was like five in a school. You know, I can't hide. Going through Buzz, I was the only black kid. You can't hide. But I started realizing, just because I look different than you, a lot of you motherfuckers can't hide either. So it started giving me courage through watching people that we all have a story. We all have a jacked up life in one way or another. Some of us don't have the guts to talk about it, though. And that's where I found the guts to talk about mine.
Well, there's purity in physical pursuits, right? Because it doesn't matter what your social status is. It doesn't matter how people perceive you. When it comes down to how long can you stay in that pool, when it comes down to how far can you run, right. when it comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit,
right.
how far can you keep going? There's a purity in that it dissolves social order, all that bullshit, all the what people think about you goes out the window. It's who are you right now?
That's right.
Who are you right now?
That's a true statement, man. And I look at it as psychological warfare. And that's where I started learning that life is one big psychological warfare that you play on yourself. You play on yourself, man. The most important conversation I ever had is with myself. And the shit I was telling myself was so fucked up. It was so wrong. It was so misguided. And other people start to write that dialogue for you also. And it starts to be what you say to yourself every single day. And I started creating a whole nother warfare. A whole another battle started becoming. I was like, oh, hang on a second, Goggins. you have these tools. You have these tools. Your life was basically the perfect grounds for training for where you need to go in your life. All the beatings, all the bullying, all the, you know, you going through learning disabilities, all the struggles. It was the absolute perfect training ground for you to go to where you need to go. And that's how I started looking at my life versus woe is me, poopy pants, kick a rock down the street mentality. It was, nah, God just hooked you right the fuck up. He hooked you right up, man, with the perfect place. You were training for the first 18, 19, 20, you were training for this stuff, man. You had the advantage of everybody else versus, my God, they're so above me. They came from a great family. Mom and dad love them. They didn't have a learn. They didn't stutter. They didn't struggle. No, man, your struggle is what made you who you are now. So I started flipping this into a whole different, I started being a master of what I was scared of. I was scared of my mind. And I became literally a master of that mind. And that's what now, from now on, it sets me apart from most people. I started diving into that.
Well, that is a big part of the story is when you go over your childhood and, you know, your abusive father and then having this great guy that was going to become your stepdad and then he gets murdered. It's like right when you're about to get out of it, everything right. looks good, boom, then he gets murdered. It's like these things really did sort of set you up to start from scratch again and just go, okay, roger that, we start from scratch. Right. And now you have that attitude. You developed it through all of these horrible personal experiences, all the trials and tribulations, all the evil shit that people try to do to you. That sort of set you up to be able to deal in right. a way that a lot of people can't.
Well, I used to look at my life from a different vantage point. And when you're in all the muck and you're just walking in muck and walking in muck and walking in muck, you don't see that if you look off to the fucking left of the muck, there's a sidewalk, brother. Get off of it. You have your head down looking in this muck. Once I saw the sidewalk, got the sidewalk, I got a little break. And I got a different vantage point. And then from the sidewalk, I found a cliff. Then I found a mountain. I got way up high on top of my life and looked back down on it and said, okay, I got to figure this out, man. I'm not going anywhere. I'm starting to lie. So when you have a messed up foundation, I started lying about everything. I wanted people to like me. I wanted to be accepted in some society of life, some social society. And I was like, man, this isn't the right way. I messed up here. I messed up here. I messed up everywhere. And so I realized the worst thing that happened to me is I lost myself. I never had myself. I never found myself. I had no self-esteem. So I knew through working out and through learning, because it took a lot for me to learn also, I started finding self-esteem. Once I found that, that's when doors started opening up. I stopped caring about people, that what they thought, being judged. Wow, if I say this, if I stutter right now, are you going to make fun of me? I stopped caring about that. And that's when my life started really changing for me, slowly but surely.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.